Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. How you doing? How you doing, doctor?
Hello. Good evening. How you doing?
I'm blessed. And how you doing?
Amen. 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 I'm blessed as well. Truly blessed.
Praise the living God. Well, how's everything happening up there?
Everything is going very good.
Good.
Everything
Any good
is
news? Bad news? Good news? No news?
Good news.
Okay.
Good news.
Go ahead.
We got some good news. We just we're thanking God because the man of God called and asked for forgiveness and so forth and so on. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this Pastor Reagan. I'm gonna get his information and give it to you. If you want me to do it, he has a church here. I do believe he'll let us use it. And so I said, I'll get his number and let you speak to him.
I'll speak to him, but you go ahead and get the church. And get the church. Give me your email again.
Okay, it's M-I-S-S-E-S.
M-I-S-S-E-S.
Zero zero two.
002
at yahoo.com.
At all right.
Mhm.
Okay. Well, I have sent you an email, but it backfired. But I got everything lined up because I'm ready. Anybody else coming on with you?
I called Brother Allen, and he was driving, but he said he'll come on.
Okay. Well, I just want to let y'all go ahead and have y'all stuff some fun tonight and talk about whatever y'all want to talk about. But I want to thank you for your liberality you gave me the other day. You blessed me beyond my expectation.
Amen. Amen.
And I just believe it's going to work out.
Amen.
Bridget, how's her husband?
Doing very good. Very good. We talked tonight. Very good. On one accord.
Good.
On one accord.
So he's seeing things in a different light of the different light of everything, right?
He's seeing the light. He's seeing it. Uh huh. Yeah. He truly is. He's seeing the light. He told me tonight. God opened his eyes.
But couldn't help but what he saw yesterday. But after God showed us his fullness yesterday, I tell you, wasn't God good yesterday?
God was good. God, I'm telling you. Yes. Yes. God, I'm telling you, he is doing an awesome work. I just thank God for it to bring the body of Christ together.
Uh-huh.
I thank God for that. Because I know it's his doing.
It is. It's nobody but his doing. But one thing I want you to do, that young lady at the
Dairy Queen.
That Dairy Queen, that young lady that came and said, touch him. Didn't want you to give him. But
Right.
You tell her that when we do the revival, I like for her to show up one night with her mother and father. Because that's what it's about.
Okay. I sure will.
If she wants to call me, she can call me or email me, because they spreading the word already.
Amen. They spreading it. You know what? I seen that today. I said, you know what? I said, she going to tell everybody. Now I understand what Jesus was saying when he told Psalm to not go and tell it, because everybody going to come.
Everybody
going to
tell
the word.
Everybody gonna go tell it.
God is so awesome. She said, I went and told my shift manager what you did for me. She said, and she wants you to do it for her.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, that was awesome. That, I mean, God did a marvelous work in that. It's just in the Dairy Queen.
He did. It blessed me so, Lord, it blessed me. Lord Jesus, or Jesus. Is there somebody else coming on?
Not yet.
Okay, that's the computer. Today I just gave God the glory. I praise him, my Lord. Thank him for everything he's done for us. And while we're trying to go, it's not going to be an easy push. But we're going to trust God every step of the way.
Amen.
Every step of the way. Because I was seeing some things, some people that I owed. I paid him. I said, you know what? I said, but Lord, I'm still trusting you.
I just do believe that, God is going to give us everything that we need. I know we have to do, we're doing a work for him, and God's work is going to go forth, and God's going to bless us even more and equip us with what we need to get this thing done. You know, and so I know he's going to do that. It may seem little right now, it may seem small, but he's going to bless us. We're not going to always be like this. You know, so I thank God for that, because it's his doing, his work.
It's his work.
So, that's right.
I mean, it's all about God.
That's right. That's right.
That brother wanted to fuck with you so bad, but he finally backed up.
Finally backed up. I said, look at God.
Look at God. Made him back. When I laid my hands on him, he wanted to jump and shout. I know he did.
Yeah.
I know he did. But that's, as far as I'm concerned, I thank God. Lead us in prayer.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you for what you're doing in the body of Christ, Lord God. I thank you for choosing us for such a time as this, Lord God. I pray you, Father, that our hearts and our tongue, Lord God, direct the people to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for allowing us this opportunity, dear God. Father, we just give you all the glory, all the praise. We pray for those, dear Lord God, who's blind, who's in bondage, dear Lord God, who's need to be set free. We pray for them, Lord God. Right now we're asking you to prepare the people's hearts to receive your word, Lord God, not us, but your word, dear Lord God. And we pray, dear Lord God, as we go forth, that you equip us with everything that we need, dear Lord God, to carry your word, dear Lord God. Lord, you're the head, and we call after you. And we just pray, dear Lord God, that the people be receptive to your word. And we pray, dear Lord God, for the sick. We pray for those who need a healing, dear Lord God. We pray for all. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you tonight and for what you've done and what you're about to do, dear Lord God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen.
Amen. And, Father, I just add my prayer into our prayer. We come with thanksgiving for the manifold blessing that you have bestowed upon us. We come before you, Jesus. We come to you, Jesus, because we want you to anoint us with your blood, so that we can go to the Father. And as we go to the Father, we want to speak the words of truth and of knowledge and understanding. But first of all, as you lead us to the Father, we want to say, thank you, Holy Father, for receiving us.
Thank you.
For looking upon us with pity, to Father. For looking upon through your Son, Jesus Christ's blood. And Father, as I have called on you in the reality, I ask you this night that you will let your fullness flow down. Somebody don't know you of their own. Somebody's hungry. Yeah. Somebody's lying. Somebody's in prison. Somebody's walking the wayside. Somebody don't know the truth of reality. And I ask you this night that you will give us the understanding, Molo, and to the holiness, Yeshua HaMashiach, as we come before you, we say thank you. We said thank you.
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for everything, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun.
Yes,
when we came from where we are to right now, Father, we want to thank you. That was a time we had no bread, but we kept the faith. That was no money, but we kept the faith. That was no water, but we kept the faith. Early we called you, said, come see. And we come to see, Father, the magnificence of your grace, of your understanding, of your knowledge. Teach us, O God, this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Teach us, Father, to bow before you, to humble before you, to let the world know we're not playing a game. We're not playing a game. It's not a tit-tat. It's the truth, 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 truth. I ask you today for the young lady that touched, that you touched through me and say she's a doctor. May she graduate one day and be found or come and find. And the young lady who came to find out what's going on, I pray, God, the blessing you have for her. You're going to raise her to be a prophetess. She don't understand the kind of knowing that you're going to put on her. But let her mother and father come. Let her mother and father come. And the other two that I prayed for, those two young boys, Father, I want to thank you for both of them that came. But mobile, Father, the second one you sent, that one who's a, who's an intercessor, Father, intercessor, I want to thank you for her. I know, Father, at due time she will call. But I pray for her right now for Geraldine. I pray that you will lift up in the name of Jesus. Let the fire, let the fire, let the fire of the Holy Ghost go around. And then, Father, I come praying and thanking you for you being God, for you being God by yourself, all by yourself. Hallelujah. Because you said when there was no, but you're still God. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for my sisters. I want to thank you for my brother. I want to thank you for my pastor. I pray for her, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the fullness of the Holy Ghost and the fire will condescend, Father, upon the church. May that school become cooperative in the fullness of God, and may the peace of God sustain. But we know that the call is calling us home, Father, real soon. But while we walk the church, Father, we ask you to give us the fullness of your grace. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Well, Father, without you, we can do nothing. But we ask you tonight in the name of Jesus, let the fullness, Holy Ghost and fire, 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 Holy Ghost and fire. You can do it, Father. You can do it. Look at our hearts. My heart desires, Father. Hallelujah. My heart desires. If I'm not seeking you the full proper, show me how to. Show me how to lean on your understanding. You said you would be a leaping post for us. You said that you would be a weeping post for us. And Father, let us just come before you. Even those who are part of this revival. But we believe, Father, this revival, this revival will start a revival. Well, we believe it in the name of Jesus, Father. I'm claiming on it in Jesus' name because I want to start with me. Any sins I've committed, knowing or unknowingly, I ask you to ask you in the name of Jesus that my body, spirit, mind be washed clean. Bless my son. Bless my daughter. Bless my son-in-law. My daughter-in-law. Bless my grandson, son. Bless them, Father. Bless their wives. In the name of Jesus. And then, Father, every desire is met in the ministry that we have. Every support is supported. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you this day for everything you've done for us. How you kept your hand upon us today. Oh, thank you, Father. Let your peace that passes all understanding abide in us. I pray for you and keep Dr. McLean. I pray tonight that the power of the Holy Ghost will overtake her. She will see the fire rest upon her. She will see it rest upon her. Her hands will be whoosh on the seeker. Yes. She'll see it.
Hallelujah.
Those who are in the ministry will see the fire.
Thank you.
They'll see the fire. Father, as we said it not lack seduction. We said it because we know. We know that when that revival starts, Father, that's going to be a fire falling from heaven, Father, that people not going to understand it. The truck's going to slow up everything in Houston because there is a redemption. A redemption, Father. We call you.
Hallelujah.
It's a redemption. In the name of the Son of the Lord, I'm the Messiah. And then, Father, over the world, when we are praying right now, may the fire of the Holy Ghost condescend over the world, over these airways, Father. May it touch, may it touch somebody in Africa. May it touch somebody not only in Africa, but touch somebody in South America. Touch somebody in Mexico. Touch somebody in North America. Touch somebody in Russia. Touch somebody in all, Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, and Father, we know that you say you summoned your son to get us, Father. But Father, prepare us through the love.
Prepare us, Lord.
But I'm asking you, Lord, this night in the name of Jesus Christ, that my heart be right, my thoughts be right, my action be right, that I might be a servant that's worthy as I bow before you with thanksgiving, that you will bless my wife. That you will continue to heal our hearts, heal our bodies, heal our minds, heal our position. Bring us to a place called there. There we'll know you're still God. There we'll know you're true God. There we'll know we have nowhere to go. There we believe you. And we want to thank you this night. Hallelujah. Oh, Papa Sikiria. Lambeko Sande Hitatarewo.
Hallelujah.
Lady Mama Boyande, let the whole area of him sin. Let it flow for miles and miles around.
Yeah.
They can see the fire for and say, what is that? Oh, Shamba Poko. That's a fire.
Thank you, Father.
My prayer, Father, use me. Use me, Father.
Use us, Lord God.
Thank you,
Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I trust in you. I speak your word. I'm delivered. I speak your word. Your word, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Teach me. Teach me to humble my heart.
Teach me, Father,
to bow before you consistently. Not looking at what men think about me, say to me, Brad, I'm nothing without you, Father.
Dr.
McLean and I, nothing without you. The work that you give us to do, if you don't supply us, we can't help. We can't see thousands and thousands and thousands want to come to the revival. We're not bragging. We're believing.
We believe in it, Father.
My time is your turn. As I live, so shall I live. We want to thank you. Somebody's coming online tonight that needs help. We want to help them, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. Shari, Mahatito. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God is so good. God is so good.
Yes.
Amen.
So good. Thank you, Jesus.
So good. His mercy endures forever.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
And Father, we just thank you tonight for everything you've done for us. Father, you have allowed us once again to call upon the name from the rising of the sun to the setting of it. We still praise you. We love you, Father. Hallelujah.
You,
somebody wake up this morning but crossed over. Somebody will die last night. But give us the Father. Give us the power, Father. As you said to the disciple, he says, such as I have, I give unto you. You said to give us a kingdom. Because the Father gave you a kingdom that we might sit down and be, hallelujah, and be judges with you, Father, through Jesus Christ. Jesus, we need you tonight more than ever. We don't know who's coming on the line with tonight, but somebody's coming for a prayer. Somebody has a need. Somebody has a desire. And Father, we want to be able to be that person, to speak that word, to say the word of peace and of joy. May they succeed, Father. We're not trying to be like the world. The world is nothing according to what you have. You promised us eternal life. You
yes,
said it. You believed it. You said eternal life. Eternal life. It's free.
Yes.
Come to you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus. Anybody got a statement or question that they got what they want to ask? Person on there, if you're on there with us, God bless you. How we need, can we help you? Can we help you? Hello? Can we help you? You're on the line with us, 0198. Can we help you? Can we help you? Amen.
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 Maybe she just want to listen. Well, we thank God for everything that God is doing tonight. And the blessing that God is bringing to us. And the most important thing is that the Bible is still true. The Word of God cannot lie. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. And I'll say this. My wife was telling me she heard a message today from the book of Ecclesiastes where the man say, let's make a deal.
Amen.
Let's make a deal. Hello, Jesus Christ. Can we
make
a deal? God, that's just a packing word that they use. Can we make a deal? See, the world says we can make a deal, but the world won't stand for us. The world will not stand. Want to make a deal because they want to do what he wants to do.
So that's right.
Right. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Yes.
Our God is awesome.
He is awesome.
God has so much to give us and all he wants some people. I want to be one of those persons he wanted to bless in this last hour. I mean,
amen.
We ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen. We haven't. That's right.
You know, I want to speak right quick to unbelief. I want to go to the 8th chapter of Daniel, and I want to talk to the people that are listening to our unbelief, refusing. See, when Daniel had a dream, the king, somebody knew that Daniel knew what he was doing. Meshach, you know that name, the three Hebrew boys, and somebody said, and here's what they said in Daniel. Who was sent to make Daniel understand the vision? In Daniel chapter 8, it says, and I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ura, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Daniel chapter 8 and 6. See, Gabriel gave Daniel an understanding about what God was going to do, an explanation what God's going to do. And it wasn't an explanation of rams and goats and things that, little horns and stuff that, how were the 223 days that he was speaking of when Daniel made a prophecy of the seventh week? Well, see, God had to use prophecy back in that day. See, there's a lot of people that have unbelief, and we have to refute it. We have to, the 70 weeks. We're headed that way right now. But I want us to understand that Gabriel returned to the complete, the explanation of 232,300 days, which was 70 weeks. Yes, he says, while I was speaking in prayer. You know, when we in prayer, we talk to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He said, when I was there, I had seen in the vision at the beginning being caused to fly swiftly touch me about the time of evening obligation. Evening obligation when they had prayer. See, as I always say, there are four obligations, a 6 to 9, a 9 to 12, a 12 to 3, and a 3 to 6. Obligation where they went in prayer.
Yes.
And he informed me, and I talked with him, he talked with me. Can you imagine? Here's a man of God like me, you and a woman. Here, Daniel, he said, and Gabriel, talk with me.
Yes.
You know, I'm excited. Gabriel talked with him, and Gabriel said to him, and he informed me, I talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give you the skill and understanding.
Yeah,
at the beginning of the supplication of your prayers and the commandment came forth. Listen to what he said, I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. You know what? I want to be greatly beloved by God.
Amen.
Don't you want to be greatly beloved by God? And he said, therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. So and he wrote again in Daniel 9:21-23. See, and these first 19 Daniels of Daniel indicate that Daniel was somewhat searching concerning the time that he needed to look of this captivity that Israel was in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. See, sometimes when we as black folks, we were in prison, we're still in a captivity. And capitation, but what we have to do is trust God. Somebody on the line, put your phone on mute, please. If you want to listen, put it on mute. And he said, before he did not yet understand the significance of 2230 days. And I'll do that myself. See, when you read the word in Daniel 9:24, the word determined means to cut off. My God, determined.
Mm-hmm.
See, God is determined to cut off. See, God is going to cut off sometime. God's going to stop what's going on. There's a lot of unrighteousness going on, and God is sick and tired of it. He's setting a symbolic prophecy. The period must be interpreted according to each day for 1 year. And when you take notice of it, see, there's something God is saying. There are five major events that have to happen. And God has put this in order. So I'm going to say this to you. Number one, there is a commandment to restore and rebuild Jerusalem. That's the first thing, because Jerusalem was torn down. Number two, the street shall be built again and the wall. Praise God. Number three, understand the Messiah and the Prince. The Messiah. Who is the Messiah? Jesus Christ. Who is the Prince? Jesus Christ. And he speaks. He said to him, here we go. Hallelujah. The Messiah will be cut out in the midst of a week. You know what they're talking about? Jesus Christ was going to be cut out. Hallelujah. See, the more we read into the scripture and understanding, the more God brings us the national probation was in it at the close of, and when Jesus was here on earth and did what he did, that time was expired. See, when we look at the establishment of the date, see, when God decrees something, it means to rebuild something. When God decrees, see, when God makes a decree for us, it's order for you and I and others to say, we got to do what God says. And I want to say this. There were three decrees which gave permission while it was in Hebrews and in Exodus out to return home. See, a lot of people don't know it, but you have to really trust God. You really have to trust God.
Amen.
I know, and I'm here telling you that, listen, many beloved and all of us, I'm trusting God. Because if I can't get there, I ain't going to hell. But if I start to walk in there, limp-legged, I'm walking in heaven. I ain't going to hell. Somebody say, had enough hell? I ain't talking about that kind of hell. I'm talking about eternal hell. I want to live with God. Who is the finisher of my faith. I want to be there when he says something. Because he's God. And let me show you something he says. He says, Hebrew, I'm going to get y'all. He said, I'm happy to return home. Now, you go back to the bride. You go back to him. He said, I want to give you a decree. He had him to build a temple. See, a lot of people said, I'm not going to help restore nothing. But it was a sacred vessel. And the temple of worship. And there's Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. When you get a chance to read the decree of Darius was to renew the first decree since there was been some hindrances. See, people in America, they want you to come, they want you to go to school. They did everything they could, leave it from Houston to Houston, get your degree. They fought you, tooth and neck. They did everything, but look what God did.
Amen.
Look what God did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, one of the things I'm saying is we have to take time and understand what God is saying. See, the time, there's a time for judgment. And we need to stop saying, I ain't reading that. I'm going to tell you, the more I read, the more I say, ooh, this is good.
Amen.
This is good. And see, when we take our time and go back into the Bible and begin the way of truth, we begin the way of truth, you know. And the Bible talks about a baptism. A lot of folks don't, you know, now they tell us, well, we ain't got the baptizing no more. I said, when did that happen?
Huh. Wow.
Jesus came along, and the water baptism was a sign and a signal. We were buried with him in water.
Amen.
our mothers carried us for 46 or 40-some odd weeks in water.
Amen.
Jeremiah spoke about it. He said, well, nothing but that was darkness. 40 weeks of darkness. And he was like, well, we don't need to get to baptized. No, you do the water baptism.
Amen.
We got to get the people come and say what God is saying. Because God loves his people. God loves
his
people. He loves them. And I want somebody to know. I want them somebody to know. Yes. Go ahead and take over.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That is so true. I don't know where our people get that from, that we don't have to be baptized anymore. Because, like you said, that was a sign that we was baptized in Christ. So I don't understand that we are part of him. So I don't know why people are saying that. I haven't heard anybody say that to me. But I thank you to God that people are getting they're being taught what it is, you know, what baptism is. So I'm just glad to know that we are here giving God's word for those who have been bound by that, who don't know. There's so much false doctrine going out that people don't know what to believe. But that's why God is coming in this day and time to open blind eyes so people can know the truth. People need to know the truth. Now, like I said, I haven't heard anyone tell me that they don't about the baptism. But I thank God because, like I said, people need to hear the truth. And that's what's been happening for a long time. People have been lied to. There's been people been saying what they want. They had itching ears, and people just giving them what they want to hear. But it's time for the truth to come forth, so people can be healed, delivered, and set free. And so that's what God is calling in this hour. He's not calling church members. He's calling true believers to take His word forth. And that's why we are called to do a work for the Lord. And I thank God for the opportunity.
Amen. 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 But you know, the one thing that we can always say is that we thank God for what God is doing. And
Amen.
And I hope and pray that there are some more people that are listening to us, because this word is going to get good. I'm going to tell you,
Amen.
This word is going to get good.
Yes,
I don't care what nobody say, it's going to get good.
Amen.
You can say it ain't what it is. I'm here to tell you. Because, see, tonight's a night where we got a free fall. A free fall. I call a free fall. We can sit through any prayer, any request that you want. We here to help you. Not here to hurt anybody. Amen. Help them. Amen. And I know God is so good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Ain't
yes,
nobody in the world that there none like God. I don't
Amen.
Care
no, That's right.
Nobody.
That's right.
You know, and I know a lot of people come on to find out sometime, but I have a question I want to ask somebody that's listening to us tonight. Do you want prayer tonight? Do you want us to pray with you? Do you need a word from God? There are a lot of people that listen to us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
So all you have to do is just say, you on the line, I want prayer, I want to say a word, my husband is sick, my wife is sick, my child is sick, because we know what God can do.
Amen.
We're not trying to push you away from the doctors, away from the nurses, we're trying to push you to them. Because
Amen.
The doctor will say, a doctor would prefer a well body than he would a sick body. Because he don't know what's going on with it. Let me ask this. Do y'all know that the reason why those 39 stripes that Jesus bore on his back, it was 39 different types of diseases that the body has incurred. But Jesus came along and spoke them, called them down.
Amen.
You go back in the Bible, you can see all 39 of them. 39 of them. God Almighty. God is good. His mercy and good favor. Let me say it in this life. White men, black men, red men, yellow men.
Yes.
Do you want to know Jesus?
Amen.
Amen. We got to listen on the line. You want prayer? You got a conversation? You got a statement? You got something to say to us? Hello? Hello? I hear you breathing heavy. Can we help you? Say something, because of you. I hear you breathing real heavy. I hear you breathing real heavy. Can I help you? You want us to pray for you? Do you want us to pray for you? Your last four is 0198. Are you there? Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times people are shy, you know, and I know because I've been there myself. People are shy and they're afraid to say something. Satan want to keep you bound. He want to keep you bound because that's his job. He keep you bound like that. And the longer he can keep you bound and in captivity, you know, he can control you. But if you began to speak out and began to say, Lord, I want that help. Somebody is asking. It's like Jesus is calling. And so when you answer, when you say you need prayer, then people begin to pray for you that God has sent, and you can be healed, delivered, and set free. You can be free of the fear of the bondage that Satan has captured you in for all these years, shutting you up so you won't speak a word, so you won't say, I need prayer. And that's what he does. He keeps us quiet, those who need prayer, those who I can remember back when I was younger, I wanted people to pray for me. I wanted to pray for me. But when they asked, they said, anybody need prayer? Come up to the altar. Anybody need prayer? We're here for you. I was too afraid. Satan had, he tried to bind me so I couldn't get it. But one day, I began to pray to God. And when I did, and when they said, do you need prayer? I said, yeah, pray for me. I need prayer. And so you know, so, and I understand. So that's Satan's job, to keep you bound. To keep you bound. He don't want you to say anything. He wants you to hold it to yourself. So as long as he can get you by yourself and not say anything, then he keeps you in bondage. He keeps you that way.
That's
why we have to pray.
And I say this to you. I know I've been there, and I'm a man of God, because I was even scared to say anything. I said, if I say something, they're going to think me wrong. Might know too much. I might say the wrong thing. But I say this to the person listening to us, to all of them that listen to us, this time is the night that we say thanks to God. And we're not with anybody else. Because we want you to come on the radio station with us. Because we want you to expose the devil. Once the devil is exposed, he's made a liar. Once he's made a liar, he'll have to back up. Jesus said, behold, he that cometh is greater than me. That John said. He says, he's greater than me. I am not even worthy to untie his shoe. But he shall come and he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
With fire.
Jesus Christ. And Jesus came and done that. And you know, the devil even today, tell everybody, y'all don't need to go to church no more. People need to go to church.
That's right.
I don't care if they come down there, you need to go to church. And he said, I'm in the house of the Lord. Found the house of the Lord is. If they're not praying to God like they want to. See, some people know so much about the word that they don't know nothing.
Amen.
I
mean,
because I thought nobody can tell me nothing. Nobody can tell me nothing. Because I thought I knew it. But when I found that, I said, Lord, I need some help. God sent somebody. And guess what? You know what? I got seven sisters. And the God sent a woman to teach me. I said, oh, Lord, don't do that. Lord, please. He said, you can tell me. He said, but you can tell me you need a teacher. He said, you need a teacher. Can you hear that, doctor? A lot of people want some help, but they don't want to. And I said, but you didn't specify. And I tell people, when you specify in your prayer life, tell God exactly what you want. Tell God exactly what you want. God will do it.
Amen. That's right.
He'll do it. And what I love about God is the word, the more I love him, the more he loves me.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And I just say tonight to the radio station that listen, the time belongs to us.
That's right.
It's our
that's
time.
Right. Amen.
It's not
Amen.
The president. It's not the governor. It's not the
that's
senator.
Right.
It's not the. Amen. It's not those people who call. But it's God. It's looking
that's
for
right.
his
it's
people.
God.
Amen. And the person is breathing him. If it's your heart is if your heart is having a problem, let us pray for your heart.
Amen.
Let us pray
Amen.
For your heart,
Amen.
Father. In the name of Jesus, we come right now. We can see a lot of people online, Father, by faith. Somebody got a heart problem, but we declare and decree right now that the heart will be healed in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, we speak to every cell that's locked up over us. In the name of Jesus, we speak life into the heart in Jesus' name. We speak it, Father. We speak it. And every part of our veins, 254. Let they come out. We come against all evil. All evil. We come against them. We call it nothing but a liar. And the blood of Jesus. 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 The blood that he had on Calvary. The blood he took back to the mercy seat. The devil can't get to the mercy seat. The devil can't get to the mercy seat. He's a liar.
Yes.
A liar.
Yes.
You got to let the enemies go. You got to let the people go. They're no longer your enemy. You got to let them go. You got to let them go. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, you got to let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Adam. 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 Let them go in Jesus' name. You don't have a right to hold on to them. You've been lying to them, telling them a lie. Well, we ain't got to do this. We ain't got to do that. That's a lie. But I want to speak to the radio station tonight across the world.
Yes.
God is God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And he said, I am he who was dead, and I'm
yes.
alive forevermore.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
When he passed to the straight gate, hallelujah.
Yes.
For he
hallelujah.
Said that there will not be one block left. This temple shall be torn down. And
yes.
when he was showing them, in a sense, the body will be torn down physically, spiritually, but physically on this side. And when they felt the quaking of the earth, it shook them up. And that's what's happening to America. You see all these things that are going on right now in America. God's trying to get those people's attention. I'm telling you. God is trying. When it happens, I'll be in it, but God's going to lift me out of it. Because I'm believing. People have done you wrong, got to pay you back. You done somebody wrong, you better go in there and ask God to forgive you. Because if you don't, you're going to pay it back. Ask to be forgiven.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Somebody's on the radio line crying right now.
Yeah.
But we're here to help you.
Amen.
We're here to help you. Amen. Amen. Speak to us. Amen. You got a word? Hello? You got a word? Well, I'm gonna go ahead and tap them out.
Okay.
That way, yes. Amen. See, what you have to do is, sister, when God give us control, we take it.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of people are listening. See, but we don't know what, we know. That's why we pray in unknown languages.
Yes.
Somebody said, why y'all praying in unknown languages? So the devil can hear what we're saying.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Because
Amen.
He's a liar. He's a liar then. A liar now.
Yes.
Well, I say this tonight.
Yes.
I know that a lot of people are desiring prayer. And a lot of people needing prayer. I don't see your face.
Amen.
All I see
that's
is
right.
Face. And I'm just asking you, let us pray for you. Because you got some issues right now. You may not know somebody's at your door with a gun. And we're going to pray for you. And we're going to believe God for you.
Amen.
But it's up to you.
Amen.
It's up to you. See, help. The young man said, yes, I'm listening. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hello. You're on the line. You're on the line. Go ahead. You are now on the line. Go ahead, please. You are now on the radio line. We're here to help you. We are here to help you. Go ahead. Say what? Oh, they dropped it. What I tell you, doctor?
Amen.
They dropped it. Too much fire was flowing. Too much fire. They ain't gonna play with me no long time. No way. I am not going to have it. I'm not going to have it. You got something you want to
Amen.
Say to the tonight? Something else?
Amen.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says men's hearts fail them for fear. You know, and a lot of people are fearful because a lot of things that's going on in the earth. Do you know people are fearful? That's why they won't speak the truth, because they're scared of what man is going to say about them. especially those in high positions. That's why God is calling his people out to speak a true word in this day's time, who is not afraid of the people. Because mm-hmm. people compromise. They start compromises with their boss, with their friends, with people in high places, because they're afraid of what people might say about them. So they shut God's truth out. And they say, oh, well, I agree with you. You can do anything that you want to do. And so God is not pleased with that. That's why God is calling his true people. That's why God said, I'm not looking for church members. I'm looking for true believers, those who will carry the word and tell the truth and tell people when they're wrong. Because nowadays, it's so much happening in the earth. So much is happening. All the dollars, all the people who are compromising together saying, oh, you can do whatever you want to do. You can serve any God you want. The God that you want, and you still will make it to heaven. And that is not true.
But tell somebody else who's not dropped out. So come on back. Take over, man. It's for y'all tonight to practice. Call on back. All right. All right. Hello? Sister?
Amen.
Amen. And the thing that I would say to y'all tonight is, see, the more you get the viability of the truth, the more you see what's happening, the more you can understand what God is saying, the more you mm-hmm. can reach out and you see what God wants to do, and God wants to do it. See, I'm at peace now. I'm at peace. And why I'm at peace? Because I know God done settled the issue with God in the revival.
That's right. He has.
I'm at peace. Amen. All I have to do is say, I'm at peace, Father. I'm at peace. And God's going to make it happen.
Yes.
It's already happened. If we don't do it, somebody else going to do it.
Amen. That's right.
And I, like I told the person, I said, we ain't no scary cat.
That's right.
We don't say boo. We roar. Because we're like a lion. We don't scratch and claw. We roar. Let you know we're in the jungle somewhere. We're coming in. Let them go. Amen. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The evangelist say he's going to be on radio with us. Say he's going to be back on the air with you in a few minutes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Three people online. I was praying, so I guess he hung up, because a lot of people still want to play. They want to play church. They do.
Oh yeah. It's a lot of people play church. I know the evangelist. He was working, so I know he was trying to get some things done. He had told me so, but I thank God for what he's doing and those he's. People committed to do his will. I just bless God for that. And yeah. God is coming out more and more, because it's so needed in this day and time. It's truly needed. Truly needed.
And all we can do is say, we're here for you. It's up to you.
Amen. And, you know, I thought about it all day. Today, I was thinking about when a young lady came to you and you began to prophesy to her. You gave her a word on yesterday, and she was so excited, because that hadn't been done before here. And so she was so excited, she went and told her friend about it. And she was like, come and see a man. You know, it reminded me of the scripture about where it said, come and see a man who's telling me all about myself. And so when you told her that, she got excited, and she ran and told her friend, y'all come. Come, this man is telling me about myself, you know. Right. And so that brought joy to God, because it revealed to her that, hey, there is a prophet in the land.
Yes, there's a prophet
in the land. And so when she did that, the young woman that she's seeking after, like you told her, she's already pregnant with the word. She didn't understand it right then, but like you said, she'll get it. And so she come because she's looking, she's hungry. And she came and she was like, I want some of that too. I want it. You know, I want you to do what you did for her, for me. You know, so she was looking for a word. She was looking for that word. She was looking for
the it. They're looking for the rhema. They're looking for that word that's moving down. And you know, one of the things I say, Doctor, I say this much. The God we serve had no idea where we were sitting that he would do what he did.
Amen. Amen.
But look at
Amen.
God.
Look at
and
God.
I'm still thinking about that lady, Lady Geraldine.
Yes.
I said the seventh one, I just have to remember it vividly. That's all I remember. Yes. And when she put her arm around me, she said, I never felt such strength like I have in a man.
Yes.
Well, nothing but
yes.
peace. Nothing but peace.
Peace. Nothing but peace.
Nothing but peace.
Amen. Amen.
And God gave you the sister and testify and tell the
yes.
truth.
Yes. Yes. See, and it's so awesome how God did that. He purposed it, because like I said, it was a funeral, so I knew that people probably would be coming in and out of my house. So God led me over to the Dairy Queen, and it was a reason for it. And when we got there, we found out what the reason was.
Yes.
That young lady, she was so excited. Because she had to go tell somebody. She was excited. You know, there's a prophet in the land. She was truly excited. And, you know, when you get that joy from the Lord, nobody can take it away from her. And that's what she had all that day. She was smiling because she had the joy, knowing yes. that, hey, this man spoke a word to me. And I can attest to that. I can identify with that, because one night one of my brothers, who lives out in Arizona, I was talking to him on the phone, and God began to speak some things into him. And he told me, he said, well, how did you know that? I said, well, it's nobody but God. You know, I haven't been to your house in Arizona. So he called his friend out in New York and said, oh, she can speak a word to you. And I'm like, Lord, I said, well, I'm like you. What I have, I give you. I can't give you anything but what God gives me.
What God
you know,
gives.
That's all it's I can give. It's what he gives me. And so, you know, it's truly a blessing how God uses us to deliver the message.
Yes.
And I love that. To deliver the message, and that's what he does.
You know, and one of the things I just look back and on, praise God, the lady that God spoke to me with the gray hair, but I kept buying that in and speaking him out, and I said, let that child come and go to. See, a child will deliver the word.
Amen.
A child will say, remember what you say, tell them.
Amen.
And then you went and spoke to those women. And the sisters came back and knew, because they said, yeah, they understood. She's the oldest sister, but she's a hell raiser. And
uh-huh.
she was afraid to touch
uh-huh.
my hand, because
yeah.
she could feel the anointing. But finally
yeah.
she touched me. But her sister took it back to her. And she said, well, y'all just see, but I'm here to tell you, doctor, the work we got to do, it's going to be good.
Amen.
Be good. Amen.
Amen.
What's the man?
Amen.
What's the man's name? I want to pray for him. What's his name?
What's whose name?
The mayor of Hempstead.
His name is Michael Wolf.
Lord, we come right in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for Michael Wolf. We pray that you would give him all he needs for the county that he's now over. He's the mayor
yes,
of the city of Hempstead. And we
yes.
believe, Father, that the fullness of everything he has desired will come to pass.
Yes.
All that's trying to destroy what his dream is, Father, you will make it come to pass. Father,
yes.
we will not get to see him, but if we pray for him right now, for Wolf, Mayor Wolf, remember, Mayor Wolf, we love you. We thank God for you. We thank
yes.
God for your police department. We thank God for your fire department. We thank
yes.
God for your department. We thank God for the police department. We thank God for the postal department. We thank God
yes.
for everything that's happening in Hempstead. But we know that the better things are yet to come.
Yes,
we thank
yes, yes.
And we believe,
thank you,
we believe, we believe.
Yes, yes.
The angels on the four corners. We bind
yes.
and seal. And we reduce. Woo!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, Father, councilman, we pray for them. I pray
yes.
for them in the name of Jesus. I even
yes.
pray for Prairie Views up in that same arena.
Yes.
Rest that school, Father. Yeshua HaMashiach. But Father, we know that we know it's going to be a good time, Father. My heart cries out with joy. Joy. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I tell you what, truly this city has been in bondage. The town has been in bondage for many, many years. And I've been praying, and I've prayed, and I asked God, and I prayed. I've even emailed some pastors and asked them to pray for this city. But you know, God has somebody, and that somebody was you. Because as I was praying, I said, Lord, this city has been in bondage for many, many years, and they kept people in poverty, just binding them up and destroying them and taking their land and doing all sorts of things, and there was no help in the land. And I began to pray, and I said, Lord, send somebody to relieve the people in this city out of bondage. And now is the time.
There's going to be so much land that you're going to be able to buy out there. There's going to be so much land that I'll be able to buy because God has got to give it to us.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you, I don't care what nobody say. Even in my hometown, Brian, God is moving forward. But I said, that's why you brought them so close is because they don't want to hear. Remember what they did to Jesus? He said he came near his home, but he had to always go around.
Yes.
Because I know Houston is going to be the greatest melting pot, but it's got to start instead. And I know what God is doing. And I say this, I thank God, and here we look back on it. We rejoice because we're not looking back. We thank God. We was at the school and didn't even know who I was talking to, but God did.
Amen. Amen.
And when I saw you face to face, I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Woo! Is that sister still working at night?
Sister Barbara. Yeah, she works at night, Dr. Barbara.
She works every night. She works every night?
Not every night. She has some days off. Her days vary.
Well, you tell her whatever day she can, I want you to give her that number, my email and everything, because I want to send a prayer to her.
Amen. Amen.
Both of y'all just don't know what y'all went through. Y'all just don't know what y'all did. Y'all just don't know what God did.
Amen.
Anybody in your family we need to pray for?
Yes. I would like prayer for one of my uncles. Yes.
Is the name Uncle Irv? Is it spelled with an E or W?
No, it's spelled with a D. His name is Douglas.
Douglas. Mm-hmm. Well, who that is between that E and W? Somebody you know
The E and W?
Yeah. That name between E and W. Somebody you know start with the E all the way up to W, their name is. Somebody's name. That's all right, no. What's your uncle's name?
Douglas.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. I tell you what, I know what's wrong with him. His spirits attacking him. Spirits are attacking him. They're trying to overtake him.
Okay. Is he in Hempstead?
He's in Hempstead.
Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we come right now and we bind the enemy attack upon her uncle. and we loose the authority of Jesus Christ in his life. Woo! We bind it in the name of Jesus. Koshande. We send the word to him right now, wherever he is.
I see him
jumping out of his shoes, wherever he is. But Father, yes, Father, I love you, Father. Let him bow down before you right now and say, Father, whatever I've done wrong, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. And let the blood of Jesus Christ heal me. But we send the word to him right now. Father, Jesus told him in that day, we send the word. And you take your authority you've given us. We send the word to her. We send the word. And we declare and decree that he's going to be healed. We bind him in it. And we call the righteousness of God. We believe his soul is set free. His mind is free. His body is free. And Father, he's going to shout when he sees this lady. He's going to shout and say, what you did, but God has you to do.
We thank you, Father.
And Father, every spirit that tries to come up against us, the blood of Jesus Christ. Every enemy that come up against our family, the blood of Jesus Christ. Cover them, Father, from the heart to the bottom. In the name of your Messiah, we thank you, for the enemy has no right to attack us, and we will not let it happen. But we will continue to stay present, Father, that we will have that binding and loosening power. For we know that the rock is Jesus Christ. It's the church. And we thank you. We thank you, Father. Father, not only do I do that, but he has a song on his heart that he sings. Oh, he has a song he want to sing, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Bless him right now. Jesus. He has a song on his heart. He's being set free.
Yes.
In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And then, Father, while you're moving in the Spirit, I want to take the oil of gladness. I want to take the blood of Jesus. I want it to be around that for the next 150 miles. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Yes.
That will start the fire.
Yes.
Every enemy that comes will see no match. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I know I must be on a continuous fast. I know I must enter into a place called death, Father. For the work you have told me that must be done, I will do it, Father. I will do it, Father. I will do it, Father. The witches, the warlocks, the demon actors, and all of those who are practicing the dark art, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We command it to be released. All the land that they stole will be released. All the money that they take from them will be released in the name of Jesus. They don't have a right to it. It doesn't belong to them. Let's give it up in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Th fire. There's a fire.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a fire.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
There's
thank
a fire.
You.
There's a fire. There's a fire. Thank it's coming up right now.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
There's a fire. There's a fire. There's a fire. There's a fire that's coming up right now, Father. The fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
the fire.
Hallelujah. Yes,
the fire
thank
of
you,
the Holy Ghost.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And Father, I pray that as pastor, that you're going to let us use that we plead the blood of Jesus over that church right now. And we just believe we become holy ground. Holy
yes,
ground.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Holy ground.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
We need you more now than ever, Father. We need you more now than ever, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
But hallelujah. Thank you for I pray for Bridget tonight. I pray that what she's going through, she'll stand firm. She'll stand firm.
Yes,
hallelujah. Bless a child that she can walk and lay hands on the Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister, all I can tell you, we got to stay in prayer like we've never been in before.
Amen.
Because God wants to use us. We are coming from zero. We have zero. But God wants to raise us up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Raise us up.
Amen.
But it's up to us. Lord, I just want to love you, Father. Thank you for my grandson, for Bryson. Thank you for him, Father. You gave him a smile. Thank you.
Thank
I pray and I love you and I adore you. Yes, Lord. Lord Jesus. Lord, somebody in him said, Father.
Yes, Lord. Well, we thank you. Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we just believe. Your word is true. Your word is powerful. Your word.
Yes, Lord God.
And what you've shown us, Father, you will do it. You will bring it to pass. You will bring it to pass. And we just believe you. And we thank you.
Lord,
because we know him said, there's going to be a revival going on across the world, and the world won't seem to know, because we're not afraid. Whatever it takes right now, we have stripped ourselves, whatever we have, because we have to trust
Lord.
You. And we thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've never felt the urge. Ocean of God to pray in and continue, and I see you. We're going to pray in because what God is doing. See, there are a lot of sisters that I have that I know are going through some changes, and it hurts them in their heart. But I'm praying. I don't have all that I have, but I have what God says. All I can do is trust God and believe God. I know what God's going to do, I know what God has done because God says, I will if you can. I can if he will. We can. He will. He will if we can.
Right.
We'll wait on the Lord. We'll watch God move. We'll watch him move like he never moved before. We're going to see him. We're going to see those who are practicing witchcraft. Those who say they got to do this and that. No. We don't receive that. No.
That's right.
No. Nothing but clear water here. Nothing but clear water here. The water is not muddy. Hallelujah. We must walk in a trance. We got to walk in the clearness. The clearness. So when they see, all they see is holiness in us. Holiness. And to their brother, to this that we have, what God has raised up, what he's showing us to do.
Yes.
The time is now. The time is now. It's
the time is now.
The time is now. Amen.
And the more
I look at it, when I see my grandson today, and I hold him, I got a special way while his mother was carrying him, I'd always grin. And when I grin, he always smiled back at me. I said, that's the mark when he was being carried. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo, Jesus. Anybody got anything? Oh, there's a lady for our prophetess. I see you on the line. God bless you. God bless you. We've been having a Holy Ghost time. Woo! We've just been giving God the glory. Giving God the glory.
Yes.
Giving God the glory.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, giving God the glory. The enemy has no right. He is defeated.
Yes, he is.
He is defeated. He is defeated. He is defeated. Woo!
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Beat it! Can't do nothing.
Amen.
No. You got to let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. You got to let it go.
Yes.
Lord, as I lift my eyes unto the hill, from whence comes my help, my help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer my feet to slumber, nor sleep. But he that keepeth Israel should never slumber nor sleep. For you will keep me on the right side when the moon, the sun is shining, and then when the moon is there. And you say you will have me to return back to this place. Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for your word. Your word is powerful. Your word is authority. Your word is hallelujah. Your W-O-R-D became flesh.
Yeah.
And we thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Lord, we want to get deep in the prayer. Because this thing is breaking right now.
Yeah.
The blessing that Abraham, that we will see, because there is no curse. God became the curse for us. But the blessings of Abraham, we believe it, Father.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Then, Father, I pray right now for my prayer warrior. I pray that you will let the blessings of Abraham be upon her like never before, but more through Jesus Christ, all things are possible. That you will grant her the size of her heart and everything that is coming for against her. We believe with her. We stand with her in this hour. Things look like it's not going to happen. It's happening. Because, God, you say, stand still and know the salvation. And we know the battle is not ours, but it's yours, Lord. And we just want to let you know we love you. I thank you. I pray for the prayer warner. I pray for her. Will you let the fullness of the Holy Ghost fall upon her, upon everything she has right now, every idea she has, every deed, her whole shot, he no, he ho ho ya, ha ye ko ho ho ho.
Hallelujah.
Ho she ha ha. Let the anointing flow upon the blessed one. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost move on them like never before. I say let it flow, let it flow, let it flow.
Let
no
it
weapon
flow,
comes against them to prosper, for they have an idea and an understanding. I am their God, and he shall bless us and keep us. And we will say, we thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
It's not so much about what the blind man did. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But it's what you're going to do in this hour. It's what you're going to do. Father, we want to get the people ready. Teach us to get them ready. Teach these young people to get right. Get ready. Because he's on his way back. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for everything you've done for this night.
We thank you and we praise you. We pray that you've heard our prayer. You felt our heart. You watched us cry before you. But Lord, it's because of you that we can't do nothing. Everything seems to hold us down. But the blood and power of God. Satan, you've got to let go. You've got to let it go. In Jesus' name, amen.
My God, what a night.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Prophets, if you have a word, you can, because we just thank God for you showing up on the line. You just called us to press in and press out.
Amen. Give us all you got. Go ahead, prophetess.
Shonda, are you there?
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the holy name. I'm just listening to you guys in that place, and that's what God wants. That's what he requires. You know, sometimes we don't have to ask God anything. We just need to get into his presence. And once we get into the presence, the blessings are being released.
Yes.
Go up, blessings come down. Sometimes that's all we need to do is just be in a place of just praising the Lord. Worshiping the Lord. Giving him a true worship. He said, those who worship me must worship me in spirit and truth. And that's what we need. That's what we need in this hour. You know, we just look around. It don't make no difference what state, what town, what country you in. Perilous times is all around us everywhere. And if we don't see the face of God, we're not going to come out of this.
My people
was called by my name. Seek my face. Turn from your then I shall forgive you, and I shall hear from you. I should hear from heaven and heal your land. We need God to heal this land like never before. I tell you.
Amen.
To do the greater work, this world is going to be lost. God's going to come back before his time.
Yes.
I'm telling you, if we just look at the word of God, it's just like Israel. It's just like when they went to Egypt. When they first went to Egypt, they was not in captivity. They were not in prison. They got caught up of Egypt's ways and doing Egypt's things, and they got trapped. And that's the same thing if we just take a look at it. It's the same thing. We get caught up in the world's way, in the government's way. I'm telling you, if you just pay attention to the doctors, what she's saying, America is a free country. Everybody comes to the land of opportunity. This is not the land of opportunity. This is a land of a trap.
Yes. Yes.
We gotta pay attention. The same thing, I tell you, if we don't pay attention to what's going on, we're going to get caught up. And we truly, maybe that's what need to happen. Because just like the children of Israel, they got caught up and they began to cry on a deliverer. Lord, send us a deliverer. Lord, send us a deliverer. He's already sent his son.
Yes.
He's not sending another deliverer. He's already paved the way. He's already showed us. I'm the one that sets you free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Never to entangle yourself in that bondage again.
Amen.
We come out of the world's way, but we step right back in it.
Yes.
We get
Amen.
Caught up. We don't stay focused on what God say. We're too busy worried about everything except what the Lord says. Jesus did nothing but what the Father sent him to do.
Amen.
So what if somebody Amen. Calls Holy Roly? So what if somebody call you heavenly bound but no earthly good? So what? Your Father in heaven says, I am holy, therefore you be holy also. Because if we don't have some people that speak in the face of God, things are not going to turn around. Things are not going to manifest and happen the way it needs to happen if we don't seek the face of God.
My God. My God, my God.
Amen.
Yes, Shuddy Baba, speaking Yah.
It's time for the children of God to cry out. It's time for the believers of Christ Jesus to cry out like never before. I mean, it's time for us to come together. He says, call for a solemn assembly.
Yes.
It is time to assemble the people together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Time to listen to the voice of God so we can get the next instructions.
Yes.
We want to be effective. We don't want to just want to be here. We want to be effective witness for
Amen.
Christ Jesus. We want to be effective witness for our Lord and our Savior. We want to be effective witness for our Father which is in heaven. We want to be effective. And the only way to be effective is first he told us to do what? Seek his wisdom.
Seek it.
Come on.
We need the wisdom of God
like never before. We need the understanding and the revelation of God like never before.
Yes.
My God, my God.
And that requires spending some alone time with God. That requires crying out. I tell you, Jesus, he did what? He sweated blood tears. And that's what it requires for the same for you and I. We got to start sweating some blood tears. Father, Father, you said you are near to those who call upon your name, and we need you. We need you in this We need you in this second. We need you in this moment. We need you in this minute.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, this time, you know, I jammed my hand. My thumb was jammed, and my finger was swollen, and it was painful. And I looked at my hand, and I prayed for my hand. I prayed for that thumb to move. I prayed for the inflammation, the swelling to go away, and I prayed for it to be back normal. I tell you, before I knew it and looked at my hand was healed.
Amen.
No inflammation, no swelling, no soreness, no pain, no nothing. That's what we need. We need to speak the word of God over our life, over our families, loved ones, and everyone he tells us to speak over.
We want to speak.
Turn down that plate. See the face of God. Cry out to God. We need things to happen. It's so many people look to. You say your God what? You say your God this, and you say your God that. I don't see what your God is doing.
My God.
Hallelujah. It's time to know, and it's time for people to see that our God is yet lives that our God is a God of the living and not a God of the dead. And our God said it in his word, and so shall it be.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not that God's not doing what he said he was going to do, because God done everything that he said he was going to do. It's us standing on his word. It's us living out his word. It's us performing his word. It's us speaking his word. It's us doing his word.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Commitment.
Yes.
And this requires total commitment.
Yes.
Don't just commit to your secular job. Don't just commit to your family. Don't just commit to somebody you know. Commit to God's people. Commit to God.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to put God at his word.
If you say that you are truly seeking the face of God, if you say that you are truly seeking his face, he says, those who first come to me without faith, it's impossible to believe me, but those who come to me must first believe that I am God, and I'm a rewarder of those who diligently seek me.
Yes.
Time to see the words of God. It's time to put God back in memory of everything that he said. And when you start putting him back in memory of what he said, I cannot lie. I cannot lie. I cannot repent. I cannot.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And watch
Thank
him
you.
Everything that he said.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I take no recognition. I don't want any recognition. I just want my Father to do what he said he was going to do. There's so many people out here that's crying. There's so many people out here that's suffering. There's so many people out here that's depending on God. And it's time for us as leaders to come and show up and show people God is who he said he is. People are looking for a new thing. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for a new thing. We cannot keep giving people the same old, same old. What he told about the manna? Do not store up the manna. It's for this day only.
It's
time for newness. He said, I'll do a new thing.
Amen.
Allow to do that new thing in you so people can see that new thing that's happening.
Amen.
I just bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't thank God for wanting to do that thing that you're waiting for him to do.
God want to do it.
Amen.
God want to. He want to see how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it?
Yes.
God wants to see how bad do you want it?
Yes.
I keep telling you, I heard you the first day. He heard us the first day. But how bad do you want it? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Blessed be the rock. And that's what we got to stand on. We got to stand on the foundation. We got to stand on this rock. We cannot afford to waver in our faith, because I'm telling you, I hear everybody saying God is doing a shift. God is doing something. God done it. And we just need to wait, ask him for the manifestation of what he's done. That's what we need to be praying for. God, we know you done it. You said on that cross. And he said it on the cross. It is finished.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. What's that north head of finish? Hallelujah. I just bless the Lord. I'm excited because every time I think of him, we all should be excited by the people. Don't make no mistake. You know what your face is seeing. It's good. You got something to say about him.
Yes.
As soon as we get, we should take the chance to magnify the Lord, to lift his name up.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Right. He's a consuming fire. Don't let the fire go out. Every time you feel like you be, every time you feel like you're getting a little low, Lord, throw another coal in the fire. Don't let my fire go out. Lord, ignite my fire some more. Lord, I need you. I can't move, but I need you.
Yes, Hallelujah. Yes, Hallelujah.
We need the fire. We need the fire, the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the fire. We need the fire, the consuming fire.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got the
Hallelujah.
Fire. Don't worry about nothing attaching itself to you that ain't got no business being there.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh! Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
I'm excited. I expect great expectations out of my Father. I expect him to do something new every day. And that's what we have to have. We have to have great expectations. Okay, Lord, you don't do it this day. You allow me to be to another day. What you want me to do in this day? Use me for your glory.
Yes.
I'll tell you this much. We thank God when we went up there to Hempstead, and the Lord used us plentiful.
Yes.
Tell us, sister, what God did. My mouth was shut. Tell us, sister, what God has done.
Oh man, God is so awesome. God is truly awesome. God prepared and laid out a place for us over in Hempstead, Texas, and we met there and we began to pray and glorify God. And as we was praying and glorifying God, a young lady came up and Dr. Hunter began to give her a word. And when he gave her the word, She was so excited. The young lady got so excited. She went back and told her friends. She told her friends, she said, this man had given me a word. He told me some things about me. And so the young lady, she came back and she said, well, I brought my friend, said, because you spoke that word into me, which was a true word. She said, because what you told me was true. She said, so I went and got my friend because I want you to, she wants you to do what you did for me. And the Holy Spirit moved in the place. I tell you, it was so awesome. They were so excited. We had so much joy. We had so much joy and began to just witness to several people. I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome. I tell you, it was truly, truly a blessing to see the people so excited about the Word of God. They was really excited. They didn't know what the Holy Spirit was, but they knew that they received the word, and they wanted it. They was looking for it. They wanted it. She went and got her friend. It was just an exciting day. We had a wonderful time.
It was wonderful. But I tell you, Prophetess, all I can say is I didn't know how I was going to get there, but God did. The person who was supposed to take me couldn't take me because they got sick. I said, Lord, what is going to happen? And we have asked God for a revival in Hempstead. God's given us the revival. We saw, oh, glory. When the Lord gave me the word to that girl, looked her straight in the eye, and God said, she wants to be a medical doctor. And I said, you want to be a doctor, don't you? She said, yeah, how you know? That's where it started from. We had people around asking. It wasn't us. I'm thanking God because we had talked about the revival. We know there's much ground in that we got to do. We know what I'm here to tell you, prophetess, what God is doing, what God has done, because we bowed our faces before him. We don't thank for nobody but him. We done prayed for the prayer. I mean, we saw demons leaving. And hallelujah. That's all I can say. Because I'm staying in prayer. Because we've been in prayer since 8 o'clock on the line. Me and her in prayer. Believing God. Trusting God. And we won't because the time has come. The time has come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Time has come. I don't have nothing to push, like I told them yesterday up there. I don't have nothing but Jesus, all I know. Hallelujah. And then God sent one. He sent one, two. Then he sent two more. Then he sent one more. Then he sent two more. Three more. Then he said, and I told, I said, the Lord said the seventh one would be the one. And what... And her name was Geraldine. She was an intercessor. And we prayed for her. And she felt the anointing of God in our lives. And all I'm saying is, Father, it's not our anointing, Father. It's your anointing. We desire to do your will. We desire to tell the world before the time. We're trying to put the sign up and say, stop going. The bridge is out. The bridge is out. Don't go that way. The bridge is out. Just because it looks the bridge is out. But everybody want to keep going. But we watched God. Yesterday, we watched God do something magnificent. And God said, see, I told you so. We didn't doubt him. I told you so. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So many people come up to that place. They were coming in droves. Because the anointing has lit up that place.
Hallelujah.
And then I got a chance to go visit with a man I grew up that I was raised together. Went down on the 5th acre of the land and sit out there and meditate and praise God and watch God. I said, God, you're just so good.
So good.
He said, but all you got to do is just trust what I say. I said, Lord, I'm doing it. I'm doing it, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't have nothing, Lord, but what you have. All that I have belongs to you. That's all I have, Lord. I'm not looking to the east or the west, but I'm looking to you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I know this much, prophetess, you might as well get ready because this revival is going to include you. Because we're going to fire you over from Georgia to here, and we're going to defy you in that water. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. God is strong.
Hallelujah.
God has promised. He said, if you will believe me, it'll start in Houston. It'll end up in Houston. He said, if you trust me, I'm trusting you, Lord. I'm not looking for Seymour, but I'm looking for what Seymour did. Seymour humbled himself. Seymour fasted and prayed. Seymour read the word. Seymour trusted God. Seymour saw one shanty. He shanty. So we saw blind eyes open, deaf ears and stuff. A man with a broken. God saw it. They even got it on the paper. They said they saw the fire. They got the paper on it, saw the fire. They can understand it. I know this much.
Because
I was telling them yesterday about what God showed me when I was a younger man and how I walked with John Osteen. I walked with Shamrock. I walked with Kenneth Copeland. I walked with a whole lot of them old saints. But I learned something. And I don't know why God, but God kept me here for a reason. So I can say
it
can happen. It can happen. But you got to bow down. You got to bow down. You got to You got to commit. You got to trust in God. You got to believe on God. I don't care what somebody say, how they say it. You got to know that God is who he say he is. God's been there. God said, I am God. And beside me, there is none other.
Yes,
I believe it. 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 Ain't nothing on me. Hallelujah. And I know what God is. I know what God promised me. I know what God promised me. I know what he promised me. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm not letting it go. I'm not letting it go. I know what God says. Up there, places that me and my cousins up there, because we raised up in that area. But God brought us close. It's like when Paul and Mark, he came close to home. And Jesus said, let him out home. Because he would be a great trouble to me. And in his mind, God is still God. Still. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just think about what God's going to do. Just think about it. Just think about God has done what he is going to do. He promised us. And beloved, all I can say to y'all is y'all got the faith. You women, I tell you, my God is awesome. God said, he said, if you just trust me. And Jesus made it plain and clear, like you said, prophet, as you were praying. Jesus said, I can do nothing except my Father say do it.
Amen.
Nothing in him said, except the Father say to Jesus, it can be done. And Jesus told us, he met us, and he said, here, y'all are here, I'm here. Let's go to work.
Hallelujah.
I like that word. Let's go to work.
Amen.
I'm going to keep this radio hot every night from here on in. It's going to be hot one way or another. It has to be alive. And doctor, I can tell the prophetess, I didn't know you were the one, you and I went to school together. We both went to Cornerstone University. We didn't know. She knew me, but I didn't remember her. I was there for the students. But all of a sudden when I said, oh, my Lord, I mean it was like a fire just burned up. But God,
allowed me to
come back together and go to work.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, it's a great work. It's a great work that God's going to do. It ain't about us.
That's right.
And I say this much. We're saying to those who want to pray in prayer, because we're going to be in prayer. I'm over the line at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Monday night to 11 o'clock. I'm over the line at Tuesday night from 7 until 10. Wednesday's going to be all open. Thursday's going to be from 8 to 10. Friday is going to start another up there. Nielsen, Saturday, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And everything that the devil unsaved and done to us, God, he got to pay us back. He got to do it. See, Jesus wants us now to stand firm. Stand firm. That's all he wants us to do. Yeah, they're going to throw rocks at you, but the rock on pass over your head. Woo! Hallelujah.
Pass
over. I'm getting so now that I see the news, I don't even care to listen to the news anymore. Because it's the same old thing. If it ain't a racism, it's a blackism, It's a fighting, it's a stealing, it's a shooting and killing, it's a this, it's a that. What are we going to tell the people? Yeshua HaMashiach is on his way back. He's on his way back. We want to be right. I love y'all. I love you, but I'm gonna live with Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, because he said his word. He said, as the Father gave me a kingdom, so you give y'all a kingdom. I want
Amen.
My kingdom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes,
Lord. And then,
thank
Father,
you.
Thank you for your night, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your gentleman. Thank you, Father. Because
thank
as you,
you,
Father, you made it all possible. Without
yes,
you, you've done none of this.
Yes.
None of this. It's not so much I, it's you, Father.
Yes,
we call you. We come collectively, individually, but most of all, we come together. And we're believing in Himself. There will be a revival. Father, we believe that we'll be able to bring the prophets in. Father, we know that we know that we know that we know that we know. We know what your word is. Hallelujah. Someone look to the left and to the right. Got eyes set on you. Father, we know you're going to make it possible. Because it's always the same in order, folks. All we got to do is just and before about Cicero. Father, when we was asking for the thing, we prayed about a church, and the church is now, the man said, y'all can use this church. But Jesus said, I got a land I want to put you on. I'm going to give you them just what you're doing. As I was going back to 290, I saw this about 50 or 60 acres sitting out there. I said, Lord, that's what we want right there. The devil said, I said, no, we told God we want that piece of property. Already put together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
To God be
the glory. Hallelujah. Yes,
Lord. And I can tell you this, prophetess. All I can tell you, your prayers of availment for 3.5 years ago is now getting ready to come to pass. Because you have been faithful to this man of God. God is not going to forget what you've done. He's not going to forget the suffering you had to go through, the backbiting, the mistreatment, but you stood the course. God,
Thank you, Jesus.
Because even you, Dr. McClellan, because you, God's going to raise you woman up. Like you heard say about that woman Esther, I said, look at Ruth. Look at Sarah. Look at the women of the Bible. Look at them.
Thank you, Jesus.
There were prophetess in the land.
Yes,
Lord. There were teachers and the judges in the land. Being that wants to see that, but God's word is assured, because God's word.
Hallelujah.
I've sold out years ago, but now I threw the key away. I don't have a key to unlock the door into the world.
Hallelujah.
Because the world is not my home.
I have to trust in God.
He smiled. Let me know that he is being carried. I thank God.
Yeah.
I know what God has already done it. We just got to go get it. The enemy, they got to let it go. It's too hot to go. I'm gonna give a message to you. It is too hot to handle.
Amen.
It's too hot to handle.
Amen. I like it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It's too hot. He got to let it go. He got
Amen.
To let go
Amen.
Of all that gold he got that belonged to us. All that silver. Most of all
Amen.
Eternal life. He got to let go. Too hot
Amen.
To handle.
That's right.
It's
Amen.
Too hot to handle. Ouch! You ain't got to tell her out because the word of God is fire.
Yes.
And I tell you, when I begin to read the word and God began to show me, he says, and John said, yes, one coming whose shoes I'm not worthy untie. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And fire. And fire. And that's
yes.
what started
yes.
at that place yesterday. I
yes.
ain't been right
yes.
since I left there. Because I'm still,
yes.
Lord, more. I need more.
Amen.
I need more. I'm like that little girl said, I want more. I've
yes.
had enough, I want more. I want more.
Yes.
I want more.
Yes.
The more I have
yes.
of you, Father, the more I want of you. Because God,
yes.
he's doing it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got
Hallelujah.
To look to the left or to the right. But I'm here
yes.
to tell you,
yes.
because God has promised us. God has promised us for our faithfulness. God
yes.
He's going to reward us.
Yes.
He's going to reward
yes.
us.
Yes.
And everybody's going to say, how did you do that? Well,
yes.
we're going to say, dude, you got to go what we went through. See,
yes.
I read the book, and we both know it said, from 8 o'clock to 8 o'clock, one day payment.
Yes.
From 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock, one day payment. From 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, one day payment. Well, the one
yes.
who's been in that phone started complaining, said, why are you going to get what I'm getting? Jesus said, you agreed for one day payment.
Amen.
One day payment. Ain't nothing going to be no. I told somebody, you ain't got to worry. You better be
Amen.
Alone and I have with the same pay. Eternal
Amen.
Life.
That's right.
Eternal.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Woo! Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. We got... We got 2 minutes and 45 left. You want to close? You got a final word you want to say? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prophets, you got a final word? Go ahead, Dr. McClone. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say I thank God for tonight. He has truly blessed us, and thank God for the listeners that were on, even though sometimes we're shy. We just thank God for the night. We give God the glory for what he's doing and what he's about to do. God has already done an awesome work, and all he's allowing us to do is carry it out. And I just thank God for everyone that's committed, that come on and give us the word from up on high. I just thank God for that. I truly thank God for the message. I really do. I thank God for the message tonight.
Amen. Thank God for your message the Lord gave you. Thank God for the word came on from the lady. She said she wasn't coming on for no builder. But we thank God. When the woman of God is there, we have to respect it. Every woman of God, every man of God, we have to respect that. But we know that we got 90 seconds. I love you. I love you. I love you.
And you. We love
Until
you.
Until the next time, God bless y'all.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless. Yeah. Love you.
Uh-huh. All right.
Later.